It is the radio segment that just took third in a wet t-shirt contest and is not happy about it. Laser Stories, segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of West Australia. Siphoning gas from somebody else's vehicle is a crime that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
As long as people have had gas tanks. And recently, because of this particular situation, it made news in Australia. Two thieves thought it would be a good idea to siphon gas from a tour bus in the middle of the night. They managed to get the hose in and start sucking to bring the fuel out.
That's a lot of fuel.
Only to realize too late that they'd put their siphoning pipe in the wrong place.
Oh my God.
I have a feeling some bad stuff is about to go down.
Oh my God, what? I just realized what happened, and that is so gross.
What happened?
Instead of sucking gas from the bus, they accidentally began the process of siphoning straight from the sewage tank.
Poop tank.
Oh my God.
Soon after, the yelling and violent vomiting woke up people in the tour bus. The police report stated, we can infer that they made a very hasty retreat with a somewhat bitter taste in their mouth.
Oh my God.
Instant karma.
Yeah.
Suck harder. Get it out.
It's too thick, bro.
Yeah.
No suspects have been arrested, but it's safe to say that the police are probably not going to even go after them. I think they had their punishment that night.
God, it's sitting wrong with me.
Laser story is out of Port St. Lucie, Florida. 29-year-old Andrew Hartman got into a minor car crash earlier this month, and afterwards, he failed some sobriety tests on the scene, so he was arrested for DUI. And when the cops searched his car, they found a bag of fake pee.
What?
When authorities asked him to explain, he blamed it on his wife's fetish.
She has a fake pee fetish?
He told the cops that his wife liked to, quote, role play, and I guess fake bodily fluids came into that. Yeah, didn't really make much sense. So the police went to his wife to ask her, and she denied having any sort of pee fetish, real or fake.
Yeah.
So Andrew said he had the pee because he was planning to use it to beat a drug test at work.
Oh, there it is. We all kind of realized.
So now his wife is mad at him, especially because saying she had a pee fetish is on public record now because of his arrest. And I'm sure his job is probably going to fire him. Plus, he's facing charges of drunk driving and property damage. So not been a good month for him at all.
A lot of smart decisions there.
This next laser story is out of Providence, Rhode Island. A man walked into a convenience store around 2 p.m., demanded the clerk give him all the money.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
And instead of holding up a gun to prove that he meant business, the man reached into his pocket and took out a potato.
Get hit hard enough with one of those things, and it could do some damage,
He's like,
I guess.
He's praying that she's allergic.
Yeah.
In all fairness, he did tell the clerk that the potato was a gun, so she should believe him, right?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't, and instead the clerk chased him off with a baseball bat.
I hate when I get my guns and my potatoes mixed up.
That's not the end of the story, because the same crook went into a dry cleaner 20 minutes later and threatened an employee with that same potato.
Wow, that is a scary potato.
Even surveillance cameras caught the crook holding the potato in the air and threatening the man. This time the cashier handed him a fake $20 bill from decoy cash that they have in the register.
Just a 20?
Yeah.
It's just like anybody can get a potato these days. It's scary.
Apparently dry cleaners get robbed that much without that fake cash. Anyway.
Yeah.
The guy left, and the cashier called the cops, and the police are trying to track him and his potato down.
On the loose.
This next laser story is out of Greensburg, Pennsylvania. There's a 24-year-old guy named Jesse Von Lawson, and he was a fugitive with an outstanding warrant for burglary and receiving stolen property. Well, earlier this month, the cops went to his girlfriend's apartment to try to find him, and her response was, quote, I haven't seen him in over a month. But her 4-year-old son had a different story.
Oh, no.
According to the police report, when the kid found out why the cops were there, he told them, shh, he's hiding from you in the electrical room. I'll show you.
Oh my God.
Snitch.
They cannot keep secrets at all.
Then he led the cops to Jesse's hiding place.
Hooray!
He was arrested and hit with additional charges for flight to avoid apprehension and endangering the welfare of a child. Afterwards, a police spokesperson said, never mess with a 4-year-old when it comes to hide and seek.
You are grounded, young man.
I know exactly where he is, actually.
This next laser story is out of the wonderful world of women.
Oh, nice.
According to a new survey, these are the 10 worst things you can say to a woman. Number 10, don't you have some vacuuming to do?
Jesus.
Number 9, should you be eating that?
Whoa.
Bad one.
Oh, no.
Very bad one.
Oh, my God.
Number 8, how much did you pay for that hairdo? Number 7, I told you so. Number 6, you look more like your mother every day.
What?
Why would you say that?
According to a recent survey, these are the top 10 things you should never say to a woman. Number 5, do you need help parking? Number 4, calm down. Number 3, you look tired. Number 2, answering yes if she asks if her butt looks big. And the number 1 worst thing you can say to a woman, according to this survey, is asking her, when's the baby due? When she's not pregnant.
Did that happen?
Mind.
It happens all the time.
It's happened it really to me. Does. I mean, granted, I had given birth like 4 months prior, but still, it'd been 4 months. Oh, like, man. There was enough time to pass to not ask me when the
Even
due date
when
was.
I know a girl's pregnant,
I still don't.
9 months
yeah.
in, and I'm
yeah.
like.
Not until they say it. Then I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
You know what? Yeah. I like to say thank you, both of you, for that.
26% of ladies say that's the absolute worst thing you could say.
Agreed.
Oh, it's awful.
Next legend story is out of the study of buddies. If a friend was going through rough times and needed a place to crash, how long would you let them stay?
That's a good question.
According to a recent survey, there are some pretty nice people out there. Only 6% of people say they would not be prepared to let them stay at all.
Whoa.
Another 14% said that they weren't sure, and here's what the rest of us said. 13% said they would let a friend stay one or two nights, and 22% said up to a week. Yeah. That was the most popular answer.
I would say a week if it's a good buddy.
I don't know. If it was one of my best friends, I'd give her however long she needs.
12% said up to 2 weeks. Another 14% said a month.
Woohoo!
5% said up to 3 months. 3% said up to 6 months. And 1% of people surveyed said they would let a friend stay with them for up to a year.
No way!
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
I mean, at that point, you got to be paying rent,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, that
now.
Just becomes
yeah.
your roommate. It's not staying with you anymore.
Exactly.
Another 1% said a little longer than a year if they needed to. But here's the really crazy one. 9% of people said that they'd let a friend stay at their place indefinitely.
That's
just
almost
whenever.
1 out of 10 people.
Yeah.
Dang, so if Brooke, can I stay?
I don't know. If it was my best friend, I'd do it indefinitely. That'd be fine with me.
Wow.
My husband may have a different opinion.
Yeah.
But,
but if you got more than 10 close friends and you want to save on rent, one of them might let you crash on their couch forever. Just try it out. Just hit them up.
One of you guys should let me move in.
No.
I want to stay on this guy's couch. Except he'll probably keep me up all night. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, and that means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on, gotta get that last one out, Monday.